in what some child protection campaigners are hailing as a sea change in the government's approach to child sexual abuse, David Cameron has announced that he wants to make it a criminal offence for social workers, teachers and local councillors to fail to report child abuse. But some think even that doesn't go far enough. This week, the church's Child Protection Advisory Service has called for the proposed law to apply to churches as well. Their chief executive is Simon Bass. He joins me now. Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning, William.
How would you amend this government proposal?
I think the government proposal is very good in terms of direction of travel. We would simply say that we need mandatory reporting across the sector, and that should include church leaders. Where a church leader willfully neglects their duty, where they know that abuse has happened and they fail to report that, then they should have those same sanctions as David Cameron has talked about in relation to social workers, teachers and other government officials.
The Church of England and the Catholic Church have both declared their support for mandatory reporting. Aren't you pushing against an open door here?
If this was simply an open door, that would be great, and we certainly do welcome the fact that both the Church of England and the Catholic Church are in support of mandatory reporting, but we still don't have that on our statute. And only in this last year, looking more widely in terms of other faith groups, there's been situations such as the Jehovah's Witnesses where reports were made and there was an internal investigation undertaken and it wasn't taken to the statutory agencies. And other faiths and the Christian faith too, there are still pockets of resistance to reporting that. We're just saying there ought to be sanctions where that happens.
It is a pretty sad indictment, Simon, is it not, that we need a law or would need a law to force churches, people of faith, to report the abuse of children?
It is a sad indictment, and as I say, this is a direction of travel that is welcomed by most of the mainstream denominations, because they have policies and procedures in place already that state that all situations of abuse should be reported. So one would hope that even having such a law, that it won't be used too often, but there are those cases where abuse is known about, it is not reported until sometime later by other people, and it is about ensuring that there are sanctions against those who have put the institution first and not the welfare of children.
Are we talking specifically about allegations of abuse that may be forthcoming, or also about suspicions, and if so, what kind of suspicions do you think ought to be reported?
Allegations and suspicions of abuse should be reported where we have a concern for the welfare of children and, of course, vulnerable adults. Now, that is not to then worry about floodgates being open, because what needs to happen with any form of mandatory reporting system is that there's that right triage system in place in our local authorities so that as a report comes through, they say, yes, there is some validation to this, and we will investigate or not.
And that would mean gossip, malice, rumour, everything that could possibly fall under the rubric of suspicion?
Well, no. Clearly, we're talking about where there is concern in regards to abuse that may or not have happened. And that is why, by having our social services geared up to look at everything that comes through and using, as they do in hospitals, some form of triage system, that should ensure that the gossips and the rest are dealt with very quickly.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon Bass, the Chief Executive of the Church's Child Protection Advisory Service.